Well, this latest earthquake isn't as large as the quake and tsunami that struck the Japanese coastline in 2011, and that led to the meltdown of the Fukushima nuclear power plant. But there is a chance that the region could feel aftershocks for days and even weeks to come. Associate Professor Dale Dominy-Howes from the University of Sydney is an expert in natural hazards and disaster management, and he coordinated research efforts after the 2011 earthquake. He joins me in the studio now. Professor, what exactly has happened off Japan's coast today?
Well, good afternoon. As Rachel has indicated in her report, the earthquake and tsunami of this morning has occurred in the same broad region as the devastating 2011 event. Essentially, what's happened is during the earthquake, some of the seafloor has suddenly been pushed upwards, and that upwards jolt causes the ocean that's over the seafloor to also move, generating what's like a series of ripples on a pond, and it's those ripples that are a series of tsunami waves that then travel out in all directions, in this case towards the coastline in the area affected by 2011.
It's hard not to compare this event with 2011. Can you give us some historic, geological comparison or context?
Certainly. This event today, both the earthquake and the subsequent tsunami, are very much smaller than the events in 2011. But we know from geological and actually some quite interesting historical research done in the last decade or so that this area has been affected by regular large earthquakes and tsunamis about once every 600 to 800 years. So in actual fact, when we looked back afterwards, we realised that the 2011 event was just one of a whole series of events of the same sort of magnitude that had occurred over the last few thousand years. But this area, Japan, is no stranger to this kind of magnitude of earthquake. We heard actually that there's been no damage to buildings, but that ground shaking was quite intense. That's because this earthquake was actually quite shallow and close to the ground surface, meaning the maximum amount of energy would travel to the ground surface, shaking buildings and people. So it would have been very frightening, even though it's much smaller than the 2011 event.
Are the two events connected?
That's a really good question. Actually, I've heard reports that seismologists, earthquake scientists, are studying the data. There's a possibility this morning's earthquake is actually an aftershock from the 2011 event, although it could possibly be a completely unique earthquake in the particular area in which it was generated. Analysis of sort of earthquake waves detected on instruments in the next 24 hours, and that analysis will help us work out whether it was an aftershock of 2011 or a unique event in its own right occurring today.
We heard from Rachel about the state at the moment of the Fukushima power plant. Are there potential risks in your mind to not only the power plant but other crucial infrastructure in the region?
Again, this is a really good question. TEPCO came under an enormous amount of scrutiny, appropriately so.
And criticism.
Absolutely, after the 2011 event. And as Rachel indicated, initially they said everything was okay in 2011, and then, of course, the world saw the great tragedy that unfolded. To be fair to TEPCO, in the years since, they have invested substantially in thinking about how to improve disaster plans and preparedness at each of their coastal nuclear power plants. And so much attention has been focused on Fukushima that they have undertaken a lot of protective works. But as we heard, there is nonetheless, even for a relatively moderate size earthquake this morning, some impacts on the instrumentation and the safety systems. And I must say, as disaster manager, that's a little bit alarming.
Well, speaking of alarm, what do you think the potential psychological impacts of this will be on residents who are still recovering from that quake 5 years ago?
Yes, absolutely. This will really make people feel extraordinarily uncomfortable. Many people are still displaced and living in temporary accommodation in the region around Fukushima. It's a no-go zone. They've been evacuated from their homes. They've been living like this as almost internally displaced people for 5 years, wondering, when are we going to get back to normal? When will our lives return to a normality? And once again, everything is thrown into disarray. The fear, the experience, the memories of the loss and the devastation of 2011 all come back to the surface agitating survivors, making them wonder about what the future will lie. So the psychosocial impacts of such events are never to be underestimated, even though it doesn't seem like there'd be particularly large loss of life this time.
That's Associate Professor Dale Dominy-House from the University of Sydney. Thank you so much for joining us.